Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. It was a wonderful word yesterday evening that brought us back to the beginning. John wrote, he likes to write this in this first verse, what has been in the beginning, which was from the beginning. It's so important that we never leave this experience of Christ as the tree of life. When we leave Christ as the tree of life, then what stays? The death, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Lots of failures and misery. That's the experience. When you are at the tree of life, you have a very different experience. You experience reality. You experience the presence of the Lord. Yeah, the joy, abundant. That's a very different area to be in. That's what we should live in every day. The Lord called us yesterday evening to come back to this, that we may not be distracted. It's often when you start in the faith and you don't have much knowledge, what do you look for? You just look for the Lord Himself. You want the Lord. You see the Lord. You enjoy the Lord. He's your life. What happens 10 years later? How does it look like when after some time you gain knowledge? There's always the danger that you leave the Lord, who is the life. That's always a danger. That's why John didn't write anything complicated, but he wrote everything so that everybody can understand and you can test it in yourself. You can check how is my experience. John hasn't been written for us that you read and think, oh, do I understand it? That's not so difficult in this letter. But the question when you read John is, do I live like this? Do I have this experience? Do I know you like this? And how much do I know you? This morning we want to have fellowship about this. And to know the first proof is that you have life, is that you have light of God. If someone is living in His Spirit, then the proof is that you have light in your heart. When John starts this, this is the message that we have heard from him, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen. Lord Jesus, the proof for life is not much knowledge of the Bible or having many works. It's sometimes very easy to do some works for God, but that's not what God pays attention to. But what God wants to see is if we are filled with Christ. Sardis was mentioned yesterday night. The Lord says, I know your works. It's not like the church didn't have any works. But he says, you have the name that you live, but you're dead. That's also important for us. We serve the Lord. We do so many things. We can prepare many conferences and have guests. We can do so many things. The Lord isn't very impressed by that. What the Lord pays attention to, the question he asks, is it through the Spirit? Is it living? Is it coming from me? Lord Jesus, yeah. When the Lord came into this world in John chapter 1, I read this morning, John chapter 1, verse 4. John 1, verse 4. In him was life. In the whole, in this whole world, there is death. It said, in him was life. That means there was nowhere else the life of God. And what else was in him? The life was the life, light of man. Where the Lord went, he was a light in this world. And the light shines in the darkness. When the Lord came, the whole world and the whole religion was in darkness. Today, so many Christians think, because I'm a Christian, I'm in the light. It's not so easy. Maybe we think because we're in the church, we're in the light. It's not that easy. Because we're on the ground of locality, that's not what. That's where the light. That's why, because we're on the ground, that's the light of men. But it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Lord was so filled with the Father wherever he went. Yeah, God's glory is revealed, and the sin of man is revealed, and the corruptness of religion is shown. The Sabbath was a law that suppressed everybody. The day of rest, they made it the big burden of the people of God. Isn't that darkness? The people are sick and are suffering and have difficulties. And on the Sabbath, they come to the meeting and they look for salvation, and they are beaten up. But the Lord came and freed them. The Lord exposed this whole religion. Yeah, we are all like that if we don't hold on to the Lord. It's like, yeah, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. Light is stronger than darkness. And our God, he starts the whole Bible, like in Genesis chapter 1, the first thing that God calls to being at the recovery of the whole earth, in Genesis 1, verse 3, let me read verse 2 first. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. The earth was without form and void. At that time on the earth, there was such a condition. How does the earth look today? It's a desert. It's darkness. Humanity is, despite all technical progress, it has fallen so deeply. You can't discern the easy sin. There's a man and woman, but today you can't say that anymore. It's so crazy. Even the children, when you want to teach this in the kindergarten, isn't that darkness? That is satanical. Where do children come from? From man and woman. But it's like darkness was on the... Yeah, Isaiah says, darkness covers the people. The morality of the people is so low. Marriage, what does count today? It is an adulterous generation. they're lawless, godless. We are all creatures of God, but there is darkness on the face of the deep. And it's not just in this world, but even among the believers, there's so much confusion. The scripture is understood in all kinds of manners. No one knows what is the truth anymore. Everything is right or nothing is right anymore. It's so horrible. Like when sometimes you try to have fellowship with other Christians and you don't have any commonality except the gospel. Is it because we all live in the light? If all of us believers live in the light, how could it be that we all understand the scriptures differently? That couldn't be. If we truly live in the light, how do we understand the word? Through the light, through the revelation, there should be one view of the scripture. But so even today, this darkness on the people of God. But the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Lord wants to change this condition. How does it look for us personally? How much light was there in my last week? How much light is there in my thoughts? Our thoughts are often a dark room. If the Spirit doesn't shine into it, then our mind is as dark as the thoughts of the world. Paul said to the Ephesians, you should not walk as the nations walk in the darkness of their mind. Lord Jesus, I hope that the Lord frees us from all darkness in this conference. The Lord has to free us from the inward parts. The Spirit is a lamp of the Lord and shines in all the inner chambers. The light starts in the Spirit of the Lord. If He comes into us, then we are enlightened. Our spirit is a lamp. If you put oil in and light it, then there is light in the Spirit. Do you just want light in the Spirit? Is that good enough? No, that's not enough at all. If you have light in the Spirit, but your soul is a dark chamber, and your soul is enslaved by sin, then you can't see any of that light. You're children of light, but you can't see anything of the light. That's why our whole soul has to be enlightened. It's so good to let the Lord tell the Lord, Lord, enlighten my mind, cast out all darkness in me. How it says, God said, let there be light. When the Lord speaks to us, then a light comes into our heart. In these days, let us not just be in the meeting and listen and see what's coming. That doesn't help at all. We should be here and be in the Spirit and pray, Lord, speak to me. If God speaks, it becomes light. Did a light go on yesterday night? Yeah, let there be more light this morning. Light can increase. In Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. George, how much light do you want? I want to have full light, he says. Yeah, this verse I want to read to you in Proverbs 4:18. That's such a wonderful verse that the Lord gave to us that we may grasp it. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Amen. Hallelujah. When your whole soul is enlightened by the Lord, that is a blessing. You find peace in God. You see the glory of the Lord. It is wonderful. Light casts out darkness. I often prayed in these last days, Lord, cast out all darkness in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. Even our will is often dark. We want things that are godless. We want how much time in the day do you look for worthless things? Yeah, for example, news, or just making yourself busy, or doing things. Isn't that darkness? It shows our will needs light too, and our emotion too. How many things do you love? Do you like to do that have nothing to do with the Lord? Had nothing to do with God's kingdom, and we still like to do them so much. Isn't that darkness? It's so good to tell the Lord, Lord, shine in my feeling, in my emotion, that I hang on to you. That is a sign of life. If someone sees how many things you look for, and what happens in your mind that has nothing to do with God, if you start seeing that, then you start as becoming living. Then, you start coming to the Lord, and we should come to the Lord a lot, because He is the only one who is the light. And in Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. When you go away from God, it becomes darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. After some time, you don't even know, why am I here in the church? What are we even doing? What is it about? I could just read the Bible on my own. When these thoughts come in us, that's darkness. Because God's purpose is to build a city with all of us that shines in the darkness as light. The Lord said in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. A city that is on the hill cannot be hidden. Can one of us be such a light? Is that possible? Elias, can you shine in all Zurich, in all of Switzerland? That's not possible. But the Lord said, you are the light of the world. Yeah, the church in Zurich should shine on all of Zurich and all of Switzerland. A city that is on the mountain cannot be hidden. That's what the Lord wants to build with us. Isn't that amazing? In Revelation, I thought, what does the Lord want to build with us? Revelation 21, verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Amen. That's what the Lord wants with us. He wants to have a city that has such a shining, clear as crystal. Is the church like that today? When a sinner comes into the meeting, can he see a sin? That is light. And he sees the Lord. How amazing he is. No one by himself can do that. Like, be encouraged. Don't just sit by yourself on your own, but look for this goal. A city that has a light like a most precious stone. We should pray like that for the church. Let us all shine in the church. It's not good if someone puts his light under the bushel. That takes away light. We all want to be shown through by the Lord. Yeah, that it can be clear as crystal. For everybody of us, it should shine through us. And the city of God becomes visible today. And then the believers can come to somewhere. There are so many believers who might look for knowledge, but many also look for where's the Lord? Where can you see the glory of the Lord? That's what it's about. That the Lord is being exhibited and that His glory becomes visible. We want to be such a city. And God spoke, let there be light. And there was light. In these days, it's so important to have fellowship with the Lord where He speaks. When God speaks, there is an effect. And He has to speak to us daily. That's also the first message, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. And if the Lord shines in us, in 2 Corinthians 4, it mentions Genesis 1. Paul speaks about us there in 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This verse is so precious. When I read this word from before the conference, I asked the Lord, Lord, when did I see the last time Your glory? And I noticed sometimes it's a bit burdensome. A few things start being difficult, and I told the Lord, that's not right. That shouldn't be like it. Something's wrong in me. Because the Word says, if there's light in our hearts, there is a light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When did you see last time the glory of the Lord? When did you open the Word and the Lord really appeared to you and captured you with His glory? We need this experience constantly. Knowledge just in our head, that doesn't gain your heart. For the Lord, maybe you're good in discussing and argumenting, but not for the Lord. Then you read the Word, and then you go and do your work without the Lord. And you're distracted, and you don't abide in the Lord. But when you see the glory of the Lord, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, like the disciples, that follows you, that leaves an impression. That's why I enjoyed in these last days to come to the Lord and to make the experience to see the glory of the Lord. I want to encourage all of you. Go to the Lord, go to the Word, and tell the Lord, Lord, move away everything that hinders me to see your glory. Capture me completely for your purpose. God wants it to come from our heart. God doesn't want us to do outward things. He wants us to have a whole heart for Him. The most important law is to love the Lord your God. Is that the... No, it says to do it with your whole heart. I can't do it myself, but the Lord in me can do it. When we see the glory of the Lord, then we love the Lord with our whole heart. That's why it's important to have lots of light, that the Lord can remove everything that hinders. Light is there to shine on what hinders us to go on. You can find out yourself. Like, to have light, it doesn't mean you sit down and think about what's wrong with me. In the end, you become depressive. That doesn't have anything to do with light. The light of God is the light of light. In John chapter 1, it says, when we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. To get light is only if we have a true fellowship with the Lord. God doesn't want to give us light by just reading the Bible. When you talk about what's wrong with each other, a brother who was in that meeting, he became depressive. Every walk he went on with the other person, the person told him what's wrong with him, and he really ended up in depression. Light comes from the Lord, and true fellowship from the Lord brings us into the light of life. It gives light, and it shows forth the sin, but it gives life. The adulteress in John chapter 8, she was in sin, and everybody saw it. But everything they could do is condemn the woman. But what did the Lord do? The Lord gave the woman light, and He showed her how corrupt her ways were, but He saved her. And He said, I do not condemn you, but do not sin going forward. It is so important that we have true fellowship with God. My experience is it's to have true light, but we start talking to the Lord and repent and cleanse. And especially if the Lord speaks to us. And when the Lord speaks to us and we have true fellowship with Him, then it is being revealed what He wants to change in us. That's why John says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and still walk in darkness and nothing happens, we lie and do not practice the truth. If I think I have wonderful fellowship with God, but my mind is filled with non-important things, then I don't practice the truth. That's a good test. If I say I have fellowship with Him, but in my daily life I don't live through the Lord, dealing with my wife, I'm impatient, with my children, I don't have any mercy, then I lie, and I do not practice the truth. It's good to be honest to yourself and to ask the Lord, what's the matter? That's really important. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It is so good. The Lord wants us to walk in light with him. That our whole light is enlightened by the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. The more the Lord shines on us, the result is as he is in the light. It's not something that separates from him. Yeah, to walk in the light as he is in the light. It's always in oneness with the Lord. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Lord Jesus Christ, if we are truly together with the Lord, it will be such a joy for us to have fellowship with one another. If you start hiding yourself and you being secretive, then that's not a good sign. Then you start going into darkness. But if you like to be together with the saints, and no matter what we do, you can come over whenever you want, and I'm joyful. That works when we are in the light as he is in the light. It's good to not be afraid of the light like the cockroaches. Yeah, once you switch on the light, they're all gone. We should be those who like to have fellowship with one another. That really brings us forward to pray together and to come to the Lord. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The light of God is always for salvation. He wants us to walk in the light with him. And then in the same time, he mentions that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. God encourages us. It is now the time to continuously walk in the light with the Lord. When the Lord comes and shines his light on all people, and all the hidden things of people are being revealed, every hidden things, why I do things, and why I behave the way I do, and how I think, everything will be revealed when the Lord comes. Can you imagine that? How healthy is it to go into the light today? Because today it's for salvation. In verse 7 he says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yeah, this is an encouragement for all of us to come into the light now. Yeah, to, Lord, reveal all wrong motivations. Bring it into the light. And that really hit me in these days in John chapter 3:19. John 3:19, it says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. That's not very good. Then you can't be saved. If you love the darkness more than the light, then you can't be saved. Everybody who practices evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light. That's 20 and 21. When we serve in the church, we shouldn't just serve anyhow, but we should check our purpose in doing it. Lord, is it from a pure heart? Or is it to get glory from man? Is it one with you, one with the saints? Or do I want to do my own thing because I like it? All these things the Lord has to bring into the light. Because if he doesn't bring it into the light, then they will corrupt us. It's like you have a sickness, and the pride is the worst sickness you could have. But if you don't go to the doctor, in the end you will die. But if you have a sickness and you go to the doctor and get checked up regularly, then it can be found, and then you can be healed. And in these days, I really enjoyed we have the time of grace. Now is the time to be saved from all things that are still not in order. If we walk in the light like he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's 1 John 1:7. Who does the truth comes to the light. It's good if our serving is being tested. If someone criticizes our serving, then it's a good thing. It gets tested. If someone says, I don't like what you're doing there, and then you start reacting, oh, why do you do it that way? Then you have to be saved. That's not a good reaction. Then you do it by yourself, and not because your father told you, and not because the Lord worked it in you. And that's what we have to be saved from. Praise the Lord for his healing light. His light is to save us. I want to read Malachi 3. It's also a wonderful verse about the coming of the Lord that we can also experience today. Malachi 3:20. When the Lord comes, it will be the Sun of Righteousness, and the Lord wants to shine in our hearts. And then there's healing under his wings. That's so wonderful. Everything the Lord reveals, he does it to save us today, like in John 8. Such an offer from the Lord. He says, I'm the light of the world. And he doesn't say, he who follows me, he doesn't, he listens to me, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He who follows me. It's so good to not choose your own way, how you want to serve, how you make yourself busy, what you fill your day with. If we do that, we will end up in darkness. But if you follow him and you ask him, Lord, what should I do? Lord, what is your will? And how you want us to do it? Then you won't walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. You will have more and more of life. Who says it's full of light is full of life, and he is full of life is full of light. If you want to grow quickly, then just be a lot of the light. All plants that grow quickly, they're constantly in the light. Praise the Lord. We want to be first fruits before the coming of the Lord. First fruits are a lot in the light, like he is in the light. That's how you can become a first fruit. 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Lord Jesus. In verse 10 it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. John often experienced that. You can see it. And you can experience it. You come together, and there's a, you're convinced you're in the light, but you hate your brother. What is that? Then John says, you're in darkness, but you don't realize it. If we say that we have no, yeah, it's important that we see of corrupt being. Yeah, we should love the truth. Yeah, we shouldn't love the lie. And then we can confess our sin, and he is righteous to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord will continue to speak to us in these days. And we want to be those who love the truth. In the end of the times, there will be so many people who will be led astray. Because in Thessalonians it says, because they don't have the love for the truth. We shouldn't be those. But we should say, Lord, speak to me. What's not okay? Where do I need your help? And then if we confess our sins and turn, that's a proof that we have life. Thank the Lord. It's such a freeing and wonderful experience to walk in the light, like he is in the light. If we have practiced such life, then we will be the life of the world. And the Lord needs much light in this last time. It's a continuation of yesterday night. To not search for knowledge, but his presence, his speaking, that can really save us. Praise the Lord, that we may be healed before he comes. I just want to share an experience before the conference. I noticed something is not okay, and to come trusting to him, and when his light shone, there was so much life. It's wonderful. This light of God is our salvation. It gives so much light. We often don't know what we're missing. But when we notice we have a lack of life, then we have a lack of light. And then let us go to the Lord. When the Lord reveals the heart and shows there's pride, then there's so much salvation. And the Lord says, the humble he gives grace. And if you humble yourself before God, then there's lots. I also wanted to confirm this. The Lord makes my darkness light. The message that John gives, and he says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. That really spoke to me. In God, there is no darkness at all. In God, there is no dark spot at all. He is through and through light. That's a wonderful message. And the question is, what's happening in me? There's still darkness in me, but this word should encourage us to come into the light. What helps the knowledge that God is light, but I'm still in darkness. But John gives us this message that we enter the light and that we say, Lord, enlighten my darkness. I remembered Proverbs 20:27. Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Yeah, the Lord is the light. Our spirit is light, but our soul is dark. That's why it says, the spirit is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of our heart. I have to tell the Lord, do it, Lord. If you are the light and there's no darkness at all in you, then search all the inner depths of my heart. Our heart is, there's some darkness here. There's some bright spots in it, but there are other chambers in our heart. But the Lord should search all the parts of our heart. In Psalm 139, in verse 12, Psalm 139, 12, indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. If I come with my heart to the Lord and search this life, it can't be that I stay in darkness. The light will have its effect, and it will make my darkness light, and it will give me light. The Lord is the light of life. And in the end, when the psalmist prays in verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Psalm 139, 23. Yeah. And 24, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Yeah, even if we don't know of anything in our heart, we should pray to the Lord and say, Lord, search me, and see if there's any wicked way in me. I'm very encouraged through this message from John to come into the light, that we may have fellowship with him and cleansed from all sin.